The Dodgers and Phillies getting set for first pitch. It is reopening night here at Dodgers Stadium, and we're here with one of the great guys on this Dodger ball club, and that is the one and only catcher, Austin Barnes. Austin, thanks a lot for the time. Great to see you.
Yeah, good to see you out of the park, Fesse.
I know you resent the fact that my feet are back on the dirt on the field. Just explain to the people why you have that resentment towards me.
I like the little barrier we had to keep you out. You're looking at us like you couldn't get in. You weren't allowed in. It was fun.
I know. You guys were looking at me like I was a caged animal. It's like I was at the zoo.
Yeah, who's the caged animal?
Exactly, right. Exactly. Hey, Sunday is Father's Day. This will be your first Father's Day. Has that sunk in, or did I just blow your mind?
No, yeah. My wife told me that it's coming up.
You had no idea Sunday's Father's Day.
I don't know what day it is, but it's during the season. So I think we'll be in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So.
You'll be in Arizona going to San Diego on Father's Day.
We'll play like an early game, I think.
So. Yeah.
No, it'll be good. You know, it'll be the first one, so nice to be with the family and spend that together.
You're never nervous on the field, but I feel like I just made you hyperventilate when I told you this will be your first Father's Day on Sunday.
You never make me nervous.
No, but the idea of being a dad, has that made you nervous?
No, my wife's awesome. She does most of it.
Yes, she does.
No, during the season, she really does kill it. And then it's, we're not there a lot on the road, so she's grinding through it. But it's when I get home, it's you look forward to being home for sure.
The Papa, Dodgers catcher Austin Barnes, is our guest on reopening night. You're not in the starting lineup tonight, Austin, so you'll have a chance to really soak in 50,000 plus back at Dodger Stadium for the first time since 2019. Does that make a difference for you guys?
Yeah, I think having a full stadium is a big advantage. We played in Houston, and that was a full park, and they get pretty loud, a little hostile there.
Yeah, I would say so.
And then you go to Atlanta. Atlanta gets pretty loud too, and they had full park too. It was pretty packed. So it's different. It really is. Even playing in front of fans at the end of last year was, we were playing in front of cardboard boxes for a lot of the season. So it'll be good to have some home field advantage, and hopefully, this place gets going a little bit.
Austin Barnes, Dodgers catcher, is our guest in front of first pitch between the Dodgers and Phillies. Austin, you're a perfect person to ask this question to regarding what Major League Baseball put in place publicly today as far as what pitchers can use to get a grip on the baseball. Are you torn because you're a catcher and also a hitter? Can you kind of clear all of this up for us to a certain extent?
I really can't clear it up for you. I don't think anybody really knows what to expect. Major League Baseballs are pretty slick at times.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I think everybody's going to learn on the go and kind of go from there.
Can you explain the importance, though, of a pitcher getting a good grip on the baseball? I feel like there may have been pitchers that crossed a line, but the pitchers still do need a grip on the baseball.
Yeah, I think that's where the gray area comes in. The way the balls get rubbed up every stadium is different. The guys who rub up the stadium here do it different than the one doing in Colorado. So they do it different in Arizona. So you're always getting a different kind of feel on the ball. And I think that's what people are kind of looking for, is a little consistency. Everybody wants a fair playing field. Mm-hmm. So nobody wants the sticky stuff that, alters the baseball and stuff like that. Everybody just wants to be on the same playing field. And ultimately, we have really good pitchers. So if there's a fair playing ground, I'll take our chance with our guys any day.
I always say catchers are like offensive linemen in football. The smartest guys that give the most thoughtful answers.
Oh, you like that?
I do. I do. Do you like that analogy? Do you feel like catchers
good.
Are the smartest guys on the team?
Well, if they're stupid, we're not going to win a lot of games. So, you're the one kind of pulling the strings back there. So. Hopefully there's something behind, between the ears when there's a catcher back there.
Yeah, and you had your thinking cap on in Pittsburgh. Are you still in the afterglow of catching Hayes missing first base?
Oh, I forgot about that, but I'll let Walker know every once in a while that he owes me dinner.
Yeah, he does.
Save the guy a home run, he don't even care, Unbelievable.
Has he done anything for you?
No, that's just Walker, though. He loves Walker, so that's it.
Hey, I offered to be Walker's life coach. He's still mulling it over whether or not he wants to to take me up on that offer. I'll offer you the same thing. If you want me to be your life coach through fatherhood, I have two kids. I have found a way to get through it. You know, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I think that's detrimental to my boy. So I'll take it. Don't worry, Vese. I appreciate the offer, though. Walker should take you up on that, though.
Yeah, run it by him. And if I was Walker's life coach, I would advise him to buy you a Rolex for saving that home run and taking it off the books.
If it was back in the day, there would have been a Rolex in my locker, you know?
That's right.
New age.
Yeah, well, maybe just a Tommy's Burger these days.
Yeah, that's right. I'll take a chili burger.
Hey, congratulations on the success. No joking, pitchers do feel that you are vital to their success. So congratulations on having that on your resume.
Thanks, Vese. Thanks for coming back to the field and, you know, putting your feet on the dirt again. It's a pleasure to everybody.
Would you like me back in the clubhouse?
No, I'm good.
Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, bye.
There he goes, Austin Barnes. What a character. He receives a gift card from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love.